My name is Francesco Delfino, and I'm the CTO of Music Match. And I'm here for talking about our experience with the desktop bridge that we used for publishing our application to the Windows Store. So let me first introduce my company. Music Match was founded in 2010. And at that time, only a couple of websites were displaying legally the lyrics for North America only. We spent the last 7 years for signing contracts with hundreds of publishers all around the world. And we also built a platform for both delivering this content to third-party website and monitor its usage over the web. Thanks to the explosion of the mobile apps, we decided to invest in making our own application that was like a sort of plugin that is able to enrich the experience while you're listening to the music with your favorite music player. When we started, we only had still lyrics. Then we were able to build the largest catalog of lyrics synchronized line by line with music. Last December, we launched translations, and also just a couple of weeks ago, we upgraded our synchronization tool on iOS in order to allow people to synchronize lyrics word by word. So our app is available on lots of platforms, and we are here for talking about our experience with the desktop application. So let me show you that. So. Music Match for desktop is not the typical application that you expect to download from the Windows Store for several reasons. The first is because we have built this application using an open source tool called Electron that basically allows you to leverage your web development skill and build multi-platform application. Our app works in the same way on Mac, Linux, and Windows, of course. The second reason why we are not the typical application that you download from the Windows Store is because we stay in background here in the try area and wait for something to happen into the system, like, for example, some music being played with Spotify. And it's been a while, if you will see, after a few seconds, our app is able to detect the Spotify process, what Spotify is playing, and display the lyrics synchronized with the music. And finally, our application is not a standard Windows, universal Windows application, also because we need to interact with software that is already available on the end-user system. Of course, I showed you the interaction with Spotify that happens through the loopback interface. And as you may know, this is not something a universal app are allowed to do. But we also need to interact with Windows Media Player and iTunes with the COM object invocation. This is another feature that we can do on universal platform. So we had three challenges that I'm here it is the recap. The first, that we are not using standard official Microsoft tools for building the app. Second, we had a behavior that is not universal app friendly. And third, we need to interact with other software that is available on the computer system. So how we did the conversion? The tool that Microsoft suggests you to use for doing the conversion is called a Desktop Conversion Toolkit. It basically allows you to, it follows whatever you are doing with your own installer. It doesn't need your source code for doing that. Monitors whatever you are doing and replicates it in Apex package. This works great, but of course it's not optimized with the type of application that you are building. Our solution was to use an open source tool called the Electron Windows Store. It works for Electron application, and it basically allows you to, with just one line of just executing it from command line, providing your application directory, to build an Apex package that is valid for installation as a side load. Having the Apex is not enough for publishing on the Windows Store, because you also need to respect all the policy that the Windows Store provides you for protecting the user for misusage of the platform. In our case, as I said, we are going to register our application at Windows Startup. And for such a purpose, we were using a very popular Electron module called AutoLaunch. AutoLaunch is great because it works in the same way regardless of the platform that you are using. And it is doing all the dirty stuff by internally without you doing anything and being worried of anything. But at the end of the day, it was doing too much dirty stuff. In our case, it was using, for writing into the registry, another module called WinReg. This module is both not efficient and not possible to use in a desktop bridge application, because if you look at line 140, it is spawning a process from the system32 directory. This has two problems. It's not efficient because every time you need to access a registry key, you are spawning a process, so it's an overkill. And this is also an overkill for Windows 7 application. But the main problem with the Windows Store application is that whatever this process is doing cannot be rolled back once and eventually the user decides to uninstall your application. So this is something that could not allow to pass the certification for you. If you really want to write into the registry, you need to do that from your own process so that all the changes are virtualized in your own app container. And this is a module that does this, providing all the required binding to an Electron application. But at the end of the day, if you want to integrate your app with the system, your Win32 app with the system, the best way to do that is to use the so-called Windows Desktop Bridge extension. You can basically declare into your APEX manifest some integration point like a file type extension or a new context menu item in the File Explorer context menu, and you have done. In our case, we are using three extensions. Of course, the first one is called the Startup Extension, and is the one that allows us to start at Windows login. As you can see, there is not a requirement that the process that you are starting at login is the same that is started when the user taps or clicks on the application icon. The second extension has been introduced with the Creators Update, and basically allows you to configure the firewall for your application on the end user system. We are needing this because, as I said, we need to contact the Spotify process to the loopback connection, and this basically enables us to do that. The third extension is the Windows Protocol extension and allows us to define a protocol handler that we can catch in our own application. We are needing this because we have also a development platform, and on all the platforms where our app is can be installed, we provide some handy protocol URI like this one that let other applications to deep link our own app. The most important one is this one that basically allows you to provide your metadata and the position, and we take care of displaying the lyrics in the right position and going from that point on. So, at the end of the day, we didn't convert anything. We removed some code that was not allowed on the Windows Store. We used the open source tools, not official tools, for doing the conversion process. We had to revise all the NPM module that we were linking into our app because we need to be sure that we are not doing something that was not possible to do on the Windows Store. At the end of the day, if you want to integrate with the system, you have to look to the desktop extensions. So the results. So we had to do some work for being on the Windows Store. But we are happy having done that because, first of all, we had an increase in our downloads. We registered a 2-digit percentage increase in the number of downloads that we are able to get from the store thanks to the publication of our app. The second reason we are happy is because we can leverage all the features that Windows Store provides you for making your development life easier. First of all, auto-updates, the store deals with that. You do not have to provide any kind of infrastructure for that. And second, you can leverage the feedback and review system to start a sort of communication with your own users. So you can engage your own users. When we planned the app, we wanted to support Groove as a Windows player, but we are still not able to integrate with that. So when we launched, we only supported iTunes and Spotify. Lot of users complained about that, and some of them suggested us to integrate Windows Media Player. Doing that gave us a lot of good feedback from users because they were aware that we were listening to their feedback. But at the end of the day, you want to integrate with the Windows Store because you want to support new Windows APIs. So. We haven't done that this yet. I'm showing you some demo of what we will be available on our app in the next weeks. So, first of all, if you want to integrate Windows Store API in an Electron app, the one-stop solution is looking at this open-source project called Node.rt. Node.rt is both a collection of Node.js modules that you can install and use as they are, and also a handy tool that where you can put the metadata file, Windows metadata API file here, pick up a namespace, and produce a skeleton for your bindings. That really works very good. So, as I said, we wanted to support rich actionable notification in our app. This is because this is the state of the art of Windows 7 notification when they run on Windows 10. That is a very bad experience. What we wanted to do was achieving an interface like this one with a Nero image and the image of the artist has some well formatted text in it. So for doing that, we created the required XML here that I'm not commenting. If you are a Windows or app developer, you know how to do that by your own. And we also made imported in this test script the required namespace made with the Node.rt tools and called this API like we are used to do in a Windows Store application. The problem is that the first time we have done that, we got an error. This is because only Windows Store application can call this API. So what you can do for avoiding building the app every time you need to do that? It is a five-step process. You can create a standard universal project for JavaScript application. You add the executable file that you wish to run inside the environment, the Apex environment. Import your namespace definition that you may need later on. Declare, this is the most important one, you declare the application as a Windows desktop application here. And at the end of the day, use an extension called the app execution extension. This basically registers a process called the bridged node inside your own system path that calls Node.x, but from within an Apex context. So this time, if we run bridged node and the same JavaScript file as before, we get the rich extensions. There is a notification. Here it is. Much better than the other one. So, of course, rich actionable notification are not the only reason and the only API we would like to integrate in our app. The second is called Project Roam. Project Roam is a very complex infrastructure that, in a few words, enables you to create multi-device experiences in your application. So here I'm projecting my Android phone, and I'm playing some music with this phone. Suppose that I wish to move the experience from this Android phone to my PC. I added as a test a context menu here, which calls into Project Roam SDK. And I can try to discover my devices. So trying to restart because, of course, this is the demo god. This is the third time I'm doing this demo, the first one that doesn't work. So here it is again. Context menu. Okay, now it should work. Probably it's going me. It's trying to login me to the with Microsoft account. Likely my cookies are already there, so I do not have to write my password on stage. Okay. And now here there are my devices. The one I'm using for the projection is this one. And when I type project, the Android phone creates a protocol Luri invocation as the one I showed you a few moments ago. And if you can see, this URL is delivered to my Android application using Android Home. And as you can see, the music should be synchronized. So we have on one side an Android phone, on the other one an Electron application, and when there is no Microsoft technology, and all of this is joined with Project Room. So just a quick recap of the last part of my presentation. So if you want to add the Windows Store API to an Electron application, look at the Node.rt project. It provides you with the bindings already available for most of the scenario that you like. Sometimes you need to tweak the code produced for making it usable. If you want to test your application, you do not need to every time to build the APEX and then install it on a system. You can create your own node version that runs from within the desktop bridge and even attach a debugger to it. And then at last, have a look at Project Roam because it's really powerful and enables new scenario that are useful for your end user. Here it is a list of presentation relevant about the technologies I just explained to you. All of them already happened, unlikely, but you can find the recordings on the Channel 9 website. Thank you.